Across China. 聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Feifei.
大家好，我是 Oliver. 欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目。
In today's program, we're going to look at first-time buyers in the UK.
初次购买人，Feifei，这是什么意思呀？他们都是一些什么样的人呢？
A first-time buyer is someone who is buying a property for the first time.
哦，原来是这样。初次购买人在这儿指的是那些第一次进入市场购买房产的人。Property, 财产、不动产。在今天的节目里，我们就要和大家聊一聊这些初次购房者。
Yes, nowadays, more and more young people are choosing to buy a place, whereas before, they tended to rent. Getting onto the property ladder is a very popular thing to do.
What's the property ladder?
Well, in Britain, when you buy a property for the first time, it is usually a small flat, simply because you can't afford a bigger place. As you get older and have better jobs and higher pay, and perhaps have a family, then you buy a bigger house and sell your small one. You can keep doing this till you retire. It's like climbing up a ladder.
这个说法非常形象。在英国，人们很难负担得起大房子、昂贵的房价，所以啊，第一次买的房子通常都是一些小型的公寓房。随着年龄的增长，找到理想的工作，特别是随着收入的提高，组建了家庭以后，人们通常都会卖掉原来的小公寓房，转而购买更大一些的住宅。如果你愿意的话，你可以一直这样从小到大的换下去，直到退休为止。而这个过程就像是在爬梯子。
Yes, indeed. If houses are too expensive to buy, then how do people do this? Kate Hamilton has been renting for 12 years and she wants to take the plunge to buy.
I think that I might have to borrow to my absolute maximum, which might make it extremely difficult each month to meet the bills. It might mean that I have to take on extra work and...It also might mean that, that I have to take a longer mortgage than 25 years.
Kate says she might have to borrow to her absolute maximum, which might make it extremely difficult for her to meet the bills.
Absolute maximum, 绝对最大值 extremely difficult.相当的困难。
To meet the bills here means to pay the bills. She might even need to take on extra work and take a longer mortgage than 25 years.
Extra work 是指额外的工作 ，mortgage 是指抵押贷款。为此 ，Kate 不仅要做一些额外的工作，而且还得把还贷期限延长到25年以上。在这里，我们要告诉大家的是，在英国，人们最普遍的还贷时间就是25年。
Kate is not the only one who's willing to take on extra work and have a longer mortgage. Here is Simon from BBC News.
According to today's research, first-time buyers feel like it's now or never. Around 60% of them would consider borrowing 5 times their salary. 4 out of 5 are willing to take on extra long-term mortgages, and nearly 40% would sign up for riskier interest-only mortgages, which rely on homes increasing in value to pay back the loan.
First-time buyers feel like it's now or never. Now or never.
就是机会难得，时不再来的意思。
About 60% of first-time buyers would consider borrowing 5 times their salary. 4 out of 5 are willing to take on extra long-term mortgages, and nearly 40% would sign up for riskier interest-only mortgages.
Salary, 收入、工资，这里指的是年薪。差不多60%的初次购房者将考虑借自己年薪5倍左右的钱，而4%的人愿意延长还贷期限，更有将近40%的人选择风险更高的仅付利息的贷款方式。Interest-only mortgage 是一种房产抵押贷款的方式，是指在贷款初期仅归还贷款利息而不归还贷款本金。
It seems that these people are prepared to take a lot of risks when buying a house. But our financial advisor suggests they should save more money first. Let's look at a few words. Interest.
利息
Boiler.
锅炉
Furniture.
家具
Utility bills.
日常家庭开支，在这里主要是指水电方面的开支。
They haven't thought about what happens if interest rates do rise. What happens if...the boiler does decide to blow up, have they got enough money to buy furniture? Have they got enough money to pay their utility bills? We've seen energy prices increase quite a lot recently.
Across China.
Across China. 把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.
You're listening to BBC Learner English. Today we're talking about first-time buyers in the UK. Some first-time buyers are very lucky to get help from their parents. Joe Hanks has been looking for a place, but without success.
It's frustrating, and I think it makes me quite angry that I can't afford to buy a decent property in a decent area for a decent price. I think that should be open to everybody who's buying or who wants to buy.
Jo finds it very frustrating, and she's angry that she can't afford to buy a decent property in a decent area for a decent price.
Frustrating, 郁闷 decent, 像样的。Jo 觉得找房子让他非常的郁闷，因为他不能在一个他喜欢的理想的地区用他认为合适的价格找到一所像样的房子。他认为这应该向所有正在买房或者想要买房的人开放。
But luckily, Joe's mom has offered to help.
I proposed it, and although she's rather reticent about it, it doesn't make any difference. It's something I want to do, and if I was in the same situation, I like to think that somebody would help me in the same way.
和很多人相比 ，Joe 应该算是幸运的了，因为他妈妈打算帮助他。Propose, 计划，打算。
Joe is rather reticent about the offer. Reticent.
沉默寡言，在这里的意思呢是有意回避，避而不谈。Reticent. There are a lot of first-time buyers who get help from their parents. BBC reporter Richard Scott tells us more.
Today's report from Bradford and Bingley says more than 40% of first-time buyers now get help from their parents. A quarter of those parents raid their savings, whilst 3% remortgage their home.
According to the Bradford and Bingley report, more than 40% of the first-time buyers now get help from their parents.
大约有40%的初次购房者从父母那里得到帮助，而在这些提供帮助的父母里面，约有1/4的是倾其所有的帮助子女。同时，还有3%的父母是通过把自己的住房重新抵押的方式获得资金，用来支持子女。
This housing expert does not think this is a good way of broadening home ownership.
That means that those who have continue to have. It doesn't help in broadening home ownership to all potential first-time buyers. It's not a good idea that you can only become a first-time buyer because you have a rich parent.
To broaden home ownership.
在这里的意思呢，就是扩大有房一族的数量。
It is certainly not fair for those first-time buyers who do not have rich parents.
Absolutely. So what can they do now?
Well, Oliver, where there is a will, there is a way. First-time buyers now have mortgage buddies to share the huge cost.
Mortgage buddies? 房贷伙伴，这可是我第一次听到这个词儿。
Let's listen to Natalie and Harry, two first-time buyers who became mortgage buddies.
Well, I've been looking to get onto the property ladder for a while, and I can't afford to do it on my own. So, I've been looking at the internet, and I've met this young girl here, and we're just looking at doing it ourselves.
Yeah, it was quite nerve-wracking, but we met up and we got on really well. And, you know, he's a guy, he can take out the bin and do all the manly stuff, and he does painting and decorating, so he can fix up the house. So it's worked out really well.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
So Harry has been looking to get onto the property ladder, but he can't afford to do it on his own. So he met this young lady, and together they can buy a place.
But Fifi, could you tell me how exactly does it work?
Co-buying involves up to 4 people splitting the cost of a mortgage.Just like renting, each person is responsible for their own share.
联合购房最多可以有4人共同分担房贷，就像一起合租一样，个人负担相应的部分。不过，这只是两者之间的相似地方。
So unlike renting, everyone is actually investing in the property. But does it really work?
For us, besides making two great friends out of the process, with our sort of daily life means that, one, I've got more disposable income. I'm paying less money now than I did when I rented. All the costs are split each way. And between the three of us, we're in a position that we can use this as a stepping stone to go our separate ways if we decide to, or alternatively, rent the place out and become budding co-buying investors.
Disposable income means the amount of money left every month after you've paid your mortgage and bills.
可随意支配的收入指的就是你在每个月的收入里边扣除必要的贷款啊、账单呢、啊、和生活开支之后剩下的部分。
In their case, all the costs are split among the three of them. They're using this as a stepping stone to move up the property ladder.
三个人平均分担所有的开支，在他们看来，这更像是一个帮助他们爬上购房梯子的一块垫脚石。
They can also rent the place out and make money that way.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, it isn't. But do be aware that there'll be risks. Here are some useful words and phrases that might help you when listening to the following clip. Obligation.
债务 Obligation.
Liability.
责任
Debt.
债务
Credit history and credit rating.
信用记录和信用等级
Psychopath.
精神病患者 Psychopath. Let's listen.
I think the first major risk is obvious. It's about borrowing money with somebody that you don't know. Because if that person fails to meet their obligation on the share of the money, it's still your liability for the entire debt.Second is that you may never know what the credit history is of the person that you're living with. And if you share an accommodation with somebody who's got bad credit history, it could affect your own future credit rating. And I guess the final risk is the social risk. Are you living with a psychopath that you don't yet know?
There is always going to be a risk no matter which way you choose.
没错，总的说吧，如果你是初次购房者，在行动之前，你一定要三思而后行。
Well, Oliver, I think I'd better go and get on to the property ladder. It's now or never.
Good luck, David.
Thank you, Oliver. If you want to know more about British life, you can log on to our website, www.bbcchina.com.cn.
谢谢收听，也别忘了登录我们的网站，收听更多的英国生活节目。
See you next time.
Bye.
Across China. Across China.
实现梦想。
This is the BBC.